Hey, listen, you heard the story about Abigail Johnson. She's the second grade student in Westchester. She goes to Sarah Starkweather Elementary. And we all fell in love with Abigail because she wrote the sweetest letter to Alshon Jeffrey. He's the guy who plays for the Eagles. You remember when the ball went
we
right through
remember,
his hands.
Okay, sadly.
She wrote the sweetest letter to him, though. And we've got her dad, Raymond Johnson, on the phone with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. And I'm here with Abigail. Abigail, can you say hi?
Hi.
Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
So it is really exciting for us to talk to you because you are all over the news these days.
Has it been an exciting week?
Yeah,
I'll bet it has. Okay, Abby, can you tell us why you wrote the letter that you wrote to Alshon Jeffrey?
To show that people still love him no matter what he did, because they all lost the game together as a team.
Tell us what happened yesterday.
We're going to FaceTime Alshon Jeffrey, but Mr. Meenix tricked us, so he said the FaceTime wasn't working, and then Alshon Jeffrey came through the door.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that's a great surprise. Hey, did he actually talk to you? What did he say?
People asked him questions. One of them was, what was your dream as a kid? And he said that he wanted to be a basketball player, but he became to be a football player.
And then he thanked you for your letters, didn't he?
Yeah.
That he wanted to take a picture with you, didn't he?
Yeah.
And with your teacher, your class.
That is so sweet. How did that make you feel when you saw him walk through the door?
Excited.
Did you scream?
No.
No? Did you cry?
Almost.
Sure, how could you not?
You know what? I just want to thank you and your dad, Abby, because you writing that letter just showed, you know, the real heart and soul of this city. We get a bit of a bad rap for being such passionate sports fans, right? But you put a whole new light on the Eagles' loss, and I think that it warmed everyone's hearts. So thank you for writing the letter. Dad, Raymond, thank you so much for posting it and sharing your story with us this morning.
I'm incredibly proud of her. I think it was exciting to also see that she wrote that letter and encouraged Alshon, realizing that one of the ways that we use our lives and steward our lives is to be an encouragement to other people. We want to be a blessing to them. And what a powerful testimony of how much encouragement can bless others and how empathy can be a blessing to others. I think that really showed this week for Alshon, that for her classmates and her community and the people around here who are just excited to celebrate with her and her school and her friends.
Well said. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day. Fly, Eagles, fly. Say, fly, Eagles, fly, Abigail.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yay!
Oh, she's so cute.
Super sweet. That was awesome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.